I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A new act today in the drama that's playing out in Toronto. The city council there voted to strip the scandal-plagued mayor, Rob Ford, of some of his powers. As you've probably heard, Mayor Ford is refusing to step down, despite recently admitting that he smoked crack cocaine and has a serious drinking problem and is prone to becoming verbally abusive. We asked reporter Marcus Gee with Toronto's Globe and Mail newspaper to step back and tell us who Mayor Ford is.
He's always been a very unusual politician. He's a classic populist. He comes from a suburb of Toronto, car-oriented suburb, and he's kind of SUV-driving, streetcar-hating, right-wing kind of guy.
Streetcar-hating as in, like, public transportation?
Yeah, sorry, that's a local reference. We have
right.
We have streetcars here, which are light rail lines on the main streets.
And why does he not like streetcars?
Because they get in his way when he drives. He's cursed streetcars many times because he gets stuck behind them on his way to City Hall when he's driving his SUV in from the suburbs.
What has he done good for the city of Toronto?
Well, he came in on a pledge to bring more efficiency and fiscal responsibility to city government. We just had, in 2009, we had a big city strike, garbage piled up in the parks and so on. And it was also the time of the financial crisis around then. So people were pretty angry at City Hall. And he kind of rode a wave of this anger to City Hall on a pledge to improve customer service, keep taxes low, give the unions a good kick.
Has he kept that promise mostly?
Partly, I would say. He did negotiate a fairly tough contract with the unions. He did cancel one unpopular tax. And he did try to bring costs down, although many of his claims are exaggerated. He did make some progress on that side.
His populism is pretty real, from what I gather. He's pretty good at doing the one-on-one mayor connecting with his constituents, right?
That's one of the reasons he became so popular, first as a city councilor, and that helped bring him to the mayor's chair. He's very good at answering constituency calls. I mean, he spends a lot of his day answering individual calls. Even now, as the mayor of a city of 3 million people, if you call him and your sewer's backed up or your neighbor put up a fence that's too high, Rob Ford may call you. The mayor might call you even at midnight and say, I've got your message and we're going to bring somebody over to look at it. Sometimes he even goes himself and checks out the fence.
Even during this crisis, he'll pick up the phone from constituents?
Yeah, even during this crisis, he said the other day when he said he wanted to put all this behind him and get back to work and start answering calls again. And I mean, that's the kind of micromanaging he does.
The Toronto City Council stripped him of a number of powers today, almost making the deputy mayor as powerful as Ford. With that move, can Ford still function as mayor and achieve some of the things he is respected for now that he's got fewer powers?
It will be difficult. He's lost, really, in this our system of government. City council is supreme. The mayor is technically, anyway, only one among the 45 people on city council. He has a popular mandate because he's directly elected, and he has ceremonial powers. But mainly, the job relies on the power of persuasion. So, well, he's lost so much of that now that city council has really turned their back on him. As you probably saw the pictures, even literally, they turned their backs on him during a debate the other day while he was speaking. So it'd be very tough to get much done. He's really mayor in name only.
Who's been Ford's typical supporter, and are they in it for the long haul?
Well, his loyal supporters are very, very loyal. They're fiercely loyal. Many of them are people in the suburbs who feel they've kind of been left behind by the trendy downtown ideas about bikes and green roofs and all these sort of liberal ideas, at least in their view. Also, a lot of new immigrants, and there are hundreds of thousands in Toronto like him, because they come from countries often that were quite corrupt, and he seems to be against corruption. They like his regular guy message, sticking up for the little guy. So he's quite popular, say, with your typical taxi driver.
Marcus Gee with the Globe and Mail in Toronto, speaking with us from Toronto City Hall. Thanks for making this all a little clearer.
My pleasure.